The smoking, red-hot Red Hawks varsity baseball team continuing to collect W's. This is your Sports Connection. And it was another day of victories of the Kansas City Diamond. I got to tell you, if the Kansas City Bats were any more offensive, they might have been suspected of gain of function. And the Bats of Kansas City did gain some impressive functioning on Thursday. The Balkans of Vassar fell to the Red Hawks as the Red Hawks grabbed both ends of their doubleheader on Thursday. 6-5 and 6-0. 6-5 and 6-0. So Kansas City improves to 9-2. Vassar Balkans fall to 2-6, and Kansas City is now focused on the game today at Comerica Park, 1 o'clock this afternoon. The Kansas City Redhawks and South Ryan East High School at Comerica, 1 o'clock this afternoon. Meanwhile, how about the Bearcats baseball team trying to improve on their 3-1 record right now as the Bearcats are opening their annual Ubley baseball tournament hosting Burton Bentley today. On the pro circuit, rookie Wenzel Perez hit a go-ahead, two-out single in a ninth inning, and the Motortown Tigers handed the Minnesota Twins their season-worst fifth straight loss, 5-4. The Tigers over the Twins. Up next, righty Reese Olson will start with the Tigers as the series continues today in Minnesota. And J.J. McCarthy expected to be the first of many University of Michigan men drafted from its national championship team. The Wolverines had a record 18 players at the draft combine, giving him a chance to be the first school with at least 16 prospects picked in one NFL draft. Yeah, J.J. McCarthy may be Michigan's only player taken among the top 32 next Thursday night in the Motortown. This is your Sports Connection.